Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
Read back.
I'm officially scared of kids and teenagers of this generation.
Generation Z, I'm telling you.
I'm scared of them. And I have three.
I am so sorry.
I need you to move closer to me. I'm at a point where I'm just like, okay, back in the day, a couple years ago, it was fine. Now they're teenagers and I'm literally scared.
Damn kid.
But her septum did turn out good.
It did.
I'm shocked.
I like it. The thing is, with the one that she has in her nose now, if she goes somewhere and, you know, she needs to, like, you know, formal or whatever, she can flip it up and you can't see it.
I know, that's exactly what she said, because I was like, look, you're going to start working at the end of this month, because she turned 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're going to start working. I already found her two jobs. That's a guarantee. I've already talked to two different places. And yeah, and the management knows me there. So I was like, okay, well, my daughter needs a job and she's turning 16 this month. Okay, cool. Come, you know, have her fill out an application and we'll start her out. And I was like worried about it because I'm like, okay, Nicole, if you go to work, what if they don't accept the septum? She's like, Mom, I could just flip it inside out. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah, you do that. You can't see it. That's what my sister-in-law did for her wedding. She flipped it up.
Really?
And it looked like the piercing was completely gone.
So you, like, you literally can't see anything?
No, you can't, unless you're going to look up the person's nose.
Ew.
Exactly. But no, you can't. No, you can't. You just flip it and there you go.
Okay, we've already talked about spiritual shit on the other podcast. We're going to talk about...
That rudely got cut off.
Yeah, really cut us off. I apologize for all that. It was the podcast, not us. But we're doing segment number two, or you should say, what, episode number two, whatever.
Yeah, part two.
Tattoo and piercings. Oh, my God. I cringe. So
yep, you do.
My daughter decided she was going to get the piercing kit herself. I was like, look, I'll get you to get it professionally done. No, I want to do it myself. I'm like, no, you. And you know what the crazy part is? My premonition, my dream, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it came true. When she was supposed to do it today, and last night I had a dream where she was doing the septum. It got stuck halfway. She was freaking out. It swelled up a little bit, and then it started to bleed. And then she was like, Mom, I need help. And like I froze in my dream. I was like freaking out. And then I woke up this morning and I told her about it. And she's like, Mom, you're making me nervous. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to make you nervous, but I'll take you to get it professionally done. Now, I'm very proud of my kid in a way where she's bullheaded like me. She's very stubborn, but at the same time, she's very strong. She's very strong. So strong-willed. So she was like, okay, practice it on your ear first. So she did the earring on her ear. She pierced her ear, the same exact side where my ears pierced, the same exact earring, everything, like on the way that I have mine. So now we're like ear twins. But
That's cool.
then, I know it's awesome. And then she's like, and I'm like, okay. So then Donnie said, my husband's like, okay, so take a couple of days off, take a breather. You know, now that you got it down packed, you could do your septum in a couple of days. No, I want to do it now. Remember how fucking worried I was? Oh my God, for like 2 hours, 2 fucking hours, I'm shaking. I'm about to throw up. I had to go to the bathroom a couple of times. Like, I was just so nervous. And I actually had to leave the room because I didn't want to hear it. You know, if something happened, I don't want to hear if something happens to my kid. Like, I can't handle it. And then she comes out and she goes, "Mom, everything's good." And I could see like the metal piece, the long needle, it went through her nose where the septum shit goes. And I'm like, okay, I did it. I'm like, okay, good. And then, of course, my premonition comes true. She goes into the bathroom. She attempts to put the nose ring through, and it gets stuck halfway.
Uh-oh.
It swells up, just like I saw in my premonition, and then the nose starts bleeding.
Oh no.
I was like, oh fuck. Like, I was panicking, and I was actually on the phone with somebody else after I talked to you that had just lost her daughter last night. She just lost her daughter last night to a tragic death. And I was talking to her over the phone, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing, "Mom!" I'm like, fuck me. No. This is why I hate being a psychic medium at times, because my premonitions come true. I freak out, especially when it comes to my kids. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Freaking out. And I come in the bathroom and I'm like, look, just take it out, give it a rest, give it about a couple weeks, because her birthday's coming up in like 2 weeks. I'm like, I'll take you to get it professionally done. Nope, my determined daughter, my stubborn, bullheaded daughter, had to get it done tonight. I was like, I'm not watching. I can't see you get hurt. I just can't. So maybe like, well, how long? Like 30 minutes later, she comes in. She goes, "Mom, I did it. It worked. I mean, it looks good." I literally thought it was going to be like really bad, but luckily she chose the very small one where you could
Thank you
flip.
very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You're the one that fucking told her the gate and everything.
Very welcome.
And so I was like, okay. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it would, but you know what it makes me feel like every time I see people that have a septum? I feel like I want to take my finger in the fucking nostrils and just pull it out. Just yank it out. I don't know why. I've always had that urge of doing it. I don't know why. And then when my daughter came in and she goes, "Mom, look, does it look good? I did it." I'm looking at her. I'm like, "Come here." And I like do the thing with my finger, like up and down. I'm like, "Come here. I'm going to yank it out." She's like, "No." I finally got it in.
That's funny.
I just had the urge to yank it out. I did not
I
yank it
know
out.
you wouldn't do that.
No, but I was like, don't do that to me, man. Like, I see it on other people and I want to do it to them. And then I see it on my kid. I'm like, should I do it? Should I not? Should I hurt you? Should I not? Like, what the
I
fuck?
know. And then there's people that have like sort of the big one, but they have like one ball right in the middle. Every time I see it, I think it's a booger and I just want to flick it. I mean, I like it, the septum piercing, but I mean, I think you have to be able to like pull it off. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where it's either gonna be look good or it's gonna be stupid.
Exactly.
And there's some girls that just wear the big fat, you know, like 00 gauge septum piercings that look like a door knocker. And it's just stupid. It's just you want to look at them and be like, first of all, ouch. That has to be pressing up against your cartilage, and you look ridiculous.
You know, I know it sounds mean, but at times I'll look at them like, I hope that shit hurt. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, it hurts just looking at it. You know what I mean?
There's certain piercings that I've seen, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, especially.
Like, why would you get that area of your body pierced? Just why? Just how and why?
You know what the nipple piercing makes me want to do? Like, when I see somebody that has a nipple piercing, and I know you guys are going to be like, Monica is so fucking evil. No, I'm not evil. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, I see it and I just feel like that's what I see that I want to do. Like, I want to put, like, clamps and pliers or whatever. Like, I just want to hook it up to their fucking thing and, like, with wires. And then hook it up to the bumper of my car and then just drive away and just yank it off.
That is so horrible.
I'm like, I don't, but it's
like, ow.
I know, but I don't know why I get that urge to do it. Now people are with the fucking the nipple piercings, they're gonna be like, okay, Monica, you're never gonna know that I have a nipple piercing, which is fine. Please keep it to yourself. Don't let me know, because I will fucking put pliers and wires and all this, you know, even jumper cables.
I was just gonna say, I thought you were gonna do jumper cables.
I would do jumper cables, I swear, and I would just like to my fucking bumper and then just drive away with it.
Ouch.
You don't have to move, just a piercing does.
My God, you're awful.
I know, I'm horrible. But that's what,
funny,
like,
though.
I'm just like, piercings give me the heebie-jeebies, okay? I don't know why. Like, piercings on the nose is fine, because I got my nose.
I can only imagine what you want to do to the ones that I have.
That's why I haven't told you yet.
God, I'm going to wear a football helmet if I ever come visit you.
Yes, you will. And make sure it has a lock on it so I can't open it.
I'll wear a hockey helmet. It has plexiglass in the front.
Sounds good.
Oh my God.
With the fucking hockey stick. Stay away from me, Monica. Stay away from me.
I'll have the goalie stick. It'll do more damage.
Oh, Lordy. It's so
just
funny,
don't,
though.
Don't hook me up to your jumper cables with my piercings. They never did nothing to you.
I know, but people haven't done anything to me, and I feel like I get the urge to do it. Just like, you know, okay, this is my other biggest pet peeve. You're going to die with this. So when there is a motorcycle in front of me or a bicycle guy like riding their bike or driving their motorcycle in front of me,
and I'm
driving, okay? And they slow down because they're on their bike. Oh, my God. I get this urge to just, like, drive over them. And I'm like, oh, they'll be just fine because they're on a bike. And they'll just, like, roll under my car.
Oh my God.
Not that I'm going to do it, okay? Don't call the cops on me. Not that I'm going to do
it.
I
know.
It's just there's this urge. This just feeling. I'm just like, get the fuck out of my way. And there's nothing wrong with bicyclists or motorcycle guys, but like, come on, don't get in front of me. Like, if you're going to get in front of me, drive, okay? Just go to the same speed limit that I'm going. But if you're going to go slower than what I'm driving and what the speed limit is, bitch, I'm going to fucking run you over, and then you'll be just fine because you'll just, like, haul your ass under my car, and then you'll end up standing up behind my car, and it will be just fine.
What do you think you drive, an 18-wheeler that people can actually go under?
I don't know. That's how I feel like when I'm fucking driving with the motorcycle in front of me.
Oh,
I don't
God,
know.
Only you.
I know. But
I like motorcycles. I think they're pretty cool. But, I mean, to me, it's just like when somebody gets in front of me and they drive really slow, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just going to push you along.
You want to hear a funny story? So a couple years ago, I bought a motorcycle for my husband as a surprise. Yeah. And then I surprised him by getting a paint job on it. And so I gave it to him, and he's been wanting a motorcycle all his life. So I'm like, okay, here. And so one day we're going out, and this is when I have my SUV. And of course, it's a bigger fucking car than I have now. And so I'm riding it. I'm driving my SUV. He's riding his motorcycle in front of me. And then we start hitting, not traffic, but slower traffic. You know what I'm saying? Yes. It wasn't a dead stop, but it was like slower. And so I roll my window down. I honk the horn. He looks at me. I stick my head out the window. I'm like, you better drive the fucking speed limit or otherwise I'm going to run you over. And he's looking at me. He's like, I'm your fucking husband. What do you mean you're going to run me over? I'm like, you're in my way. And so, yeah, people, I have done that to my husband. I've never drove over anybody, and I'm not planning on doing that. But it's it's just that image you get in your head, like, move, bitch. Get out the fucking way. You know what I mean?
I know. I get it.
And he's like, where do you want to go?
Emergency vehicles should be allowed to play move, bitch, get out the way.
Mm-hmm.
They should be, because idiots don't pull over and let them by.
Exactly. I can't stand them when people drive in a fast lane and they fucking... Oh, you know the worst thing about... Oh, my God. I can't stand this more than the motorcycles or anything. So I'm driving, and I'm one of those drivers that's nice enough to where somebody, you know, does their signal and they want to get in front of me. I'm like, okay, you can come in front of me, whatever. Like, I don't flip out on that, you know? I'm not one of those assholes that speed up and don't let you get in front of me. Like, I'll slow down. I'm like, okay, you can get in front of me, whatever. But when they get in front of me and then they drive slow.
I hate that shit. Oh, my like, God. Bitch,
it's 65, 70, and you're going 45 like an old grandma. And you that fucking keep in front of me. Are you that serious? That
drives me batshit fucking crazy. I can't stand it. Nope, I'll kill a bitch. Not really. I really wouldn't do that. Just disclaimer.
No, I know, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why the exactly. fuck would you get in front of a moving traffic that's going 70 miles an hour doing 45 and you get in front of me like you're doing 45? Like, I was nice enough to let you get in front of me thinking you're going to go the same speed limit as the rest of the traffic, but now you're going 45. Don't expect me not to get on your ass and honk the horn and then come next to you and flip you off.
Exactly.
Not that I do that sometimes.
Kind of, maybe, yep.
Kind of, maybe, road rage, but...
Yeah, I've gotten road rage before.
It's common sense. And those are the same type of people that piss people off outside of the vehicle when they're walking and talking and going into establishments that you piss people off at.
Yep.
Fucking libtards. That's it. Libtards. That's all I gotta say. Libtards. They think everything is owned to them. We should go at their pace. We should fucking do what the fuck they want. No, 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 no. The real world is you go to the same speed limit. You don't, well, run your ass over. You go into an establishment. You don't act like a normal human being. You think things should get, you know, handed to you. You'll get your fucking your teeth knocked out, and then and you'll be crawling back home. Like, mm-hmm. Enough is enough. These privileged wannabe fucking libtards, I'm over it. I can't deal with them anymore.
The other thing is that, like, this drives me crazy, and I know this might be terrible, but, you know, people that put those blow-up lawn ornaments out during holidays or whatever, they could be, like, a big-ass blow-up turkey for Thanksgiving tree for Christmas or whatever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I drive by somebody's house that has it, I want to shoot them. I just want to take them out. I just want to pop them. I can't stand those things. They're terrible. And then I want to stab the person in the eye for thinking that they can actually put that stupid shit on their lawn. I'm like, what are you doing? Those things are stupid.
Just take
I can't stand them.
Just take a fucking needle in the middle of the night, drive by their house, get out of your car, poke it with a couple of, you know, spots over there with the needle. And then drive off. And then by morning, it'll be all flat.
I use one of my mom's knitting needles just in case. It drives me crazy. I can't stand those things. Oh my god, they're so stupid. I just want to pop them.
That's funny. I feel like doing that too sometimes. I'm like, okay, the holiday lights, they're cool. Some of their shit is cool. It's like having a blow-up doll right in front of your lawn.
Yeah, exactly. They're so tacky. They're stupid, and I can't stand them. Can't take it.
You're like, okay, there's a snowman, a blow-up doll snowman.
That's basically what they are. It's ridiculous. It's just, why?
Like, who's
gonna do it during game season too? Like football season, they'll put like their favorite team out in the yard, and I'm like, like, I'm gonna kill somebody. Gonna kill him. Kill him dead.
Well, speaking of blow up, you want to hear something funny? So sure. Somebody I know a couple years ago, she used to, not me. It's a family member of mine. I'm just not going to see who. I'll tell you later, but.
No, we know what you know. I'm just kidding.
So a family member of mine that lives in California, of course, rush hour traffic in California is a living nightmare. Okay. Everybody knows that.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah. I'm originally from California. So I've lived through that for like fucking almost 20 years. I know.
Yeah, I've heard that LA traffic is the worst.
The worst isn't even the worst of it. So she was always late for work. And she was like, I can't figure it out. Like, no matter how early I get up and I get on the freeway, I'm always late for work. And so she came up with this genius idea to literally get a blow-up doll, put it next to her as a second passenger so she can use the fast lane.
That's genius. You know,
the fast lane is two or more. And the way she dressed up this blow-up doll was a big sundress hat, big-ass fucking dark sunglasses, dressed up in a dress. I mean, I can only imagine. Like, I was getting the description of what she had the doll wear. And she got pulled over in the fast lane because she was speeding. Okay? And I was like, you're fucking stupid. At least if you're in the fast lane, you're bypassing the traffic. Just go with the speed limit, you know?
Mm.
And so she got pulled over. And I forgot what the ticket was called, but she literally had to pay $3,000 for having a blow-up doll next to her. And the cop said, I'm being nice enough not to take you to jail for it. I was like, oh my God.
That is hilarious.
You could go to jail for having a blow-up doll next to you. Like, what the fuck? Like,
can you imagine being the judge in that case and being like, I'm sorry, am I reading this document right?
I know, right? That's what I told her. She was like, she was too embarrassed to even go in front of a judge. She's like, I'll just pay my ticket and be done with it. But
it's a good idea, but it's funny. Oh my God.
That's, I'm so like, blow up doll, really? I mean, I don't know. Coming from the family I come from, I mean, it's expected of us to do all kinds of weird shit. There's no surprises when it comes to my family. It's always some kind of an excitement and drama and shit, and I think you already know enough of it. But
yeah.
Oh my God, like, just when you mention that blow up shit in front of people's houses, I'm like, that's a blow up doll.
Basically is. I mean, it might not look like, you know, your typical blow up doll, but it basically is, and I can't stand them. Can't stand them. They drive me crazy. Can't stand them.
Speaking of, I'm doing a nice Christmas video this year of because last year I did a video of, like, you know, houses being decorated and stuff and putting all in one video. This year, like, especially with the neighborhood that I live in right now, like, so much, like, nice, you know, a nicer neighborhood, I would say more like upper class, and the decorations are so much better. And they've already started doing this like since last month. I've seen decorations on houses. So this year's video with the house decorations that you guys are going to see is going to be so much better on my YouTube channel. So go to MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Jesus Christ. Go to Monica Spirit Queen on YouTube and subscribe. And you guys are all going to see like the cool decorations, the house decorations. I'll try not to film the ones that have the blow up dolls in front of it. I'll try. I can't promise.
You'll do it just to piss me off.
I might just do a couple just to piss you off and pinpoint that out. But I mean,
they're tacky. I can't stand them.
No, I've seen a lot of cool decorations where they actually decorated the house really, really nice. So
yeah, like, have you seen that family that does Christmas decorations every year, and they like sync to a computer and they do like different songs, then the lights go to the beat to the song?
Which family? There's a lot that's been going on lately.
I can't remember the name of the family, and I'll have to look it up on TikTok when we get off of here, but it's so cool looking. They even have a flat screen outside if it's like part of a movie so people can, you know, see what they're talking about. But they have a Christmas tree that looks like it's talking because the mouth moves. And because it's all like lit up, and it's just, it's so cool.
I have to look it up. I've seen people do that. Like the music goes with the lights, and yeah, I think it's really cool. I've even seen one a couple years ago, like a Santa sleigh on top of the roof, and it will go from like one end of the roof to the other and then kind of hang down a little bit, like almost looks like it's about to fall and fly out and shit. Yeah. And then it goes back to where it started from, like just back and forth, you know.
Oh, here it is. It's the Bostic Family Light Show. I just found it on YouTube.
Yeah, send it to me. I want to see it. But yeah, I mean, it's cool when you have like really good imagination. Just don't put blow up dolls in front of your house.
No.
And against it is just, we feel like we want to pop it. Even though
take a freaking knitting needle and just go pop.
Yeah, I mean, even though we don't and we won't, but it's just the feeling of it that like makes you feel uncomfortable. If you can decorate it with that Christmas tree, some cool lights, whatever, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Blow-up dolls are old-fashioned now. But yeah, I mean, going back to piercings, what is your favorite piercing you have?
Probably my tongue ring, because it's the easiest to change, but it's the first one I ever got.
I think tongue rings are really cool. It's just I'm too much of a pussy to do it.
It's not that bad.
Chicken. I can't do it.
It's not that bad. You'll survive.
I mean, it just freaks me out because it messes with my taste buds, and I like food.
It really doesn't, though, because it doesn't touch your taste buds.
But what if they hit? Isn't there like a nerve where you can accidentally hit?
No nerve.
Taste buds?
Nope. I can taste everything just fine. I sent you two of their videos.
Cool, I'll watch it. Another thing that like freaks me out about tongue rings is like if my tongue swells up for however long it does and then I can't talk, that means I can't do videos and I can't talk to clients. And then I can't yell at my kids, which they'll take
advantage. Your kids will love it then. You should go do it.
No, that's why I don't want to do it. Because that's what I'm saying. Like the number one thing is like my kids are going to be like, oh, mom can't talk right now. We could do what we want. But at the same time, I can still beat their asses with a stick and a baseball bat, you know.
This is true. Wooden spoon, you know, whatever's handy.
Yeah, so they'd rather have me scream at them.
Your tongue doesn't swell up to the point you can't talk. It's not that bad. You might sound a tiny bit funny, but it doesn't swell up that horribly.
But I mean, face it. Everybody that has kids, especially teenagers, and their mom kind of talks funny temporarily in a different way, they're going to fucking make fun of me. And I'm like, nope, they're not going to take me serious. And that's
it's
what's
going to heal in like a week, and then you can kick some ass.
True.
Oh, and so, the other thing is, too, this is another reason why you might not do it. You have to carry around, like, Listerine with you, because you have to, like, you know, swish it. And you can do it with warm water and sea salt. But smoking's going to hurt because you have to, like, you know, when you drag on the cigarette and your tongue kind of moves, it's going to be a little bit sore. And they tell you not to smoke and not to eat anything yeasty. But you can always just rinse your mouth out with the Listerine or the other stuff, and it's fine.
I mean, basically, I could cheat the system, but I am a smoker. And so, yeah, I don't think being... I think it's cool. Like, I've always wanted one, but... It's
not that bad, geez.
I think it's too much of a risk for me when it comes to my... disciplining my kids and at the same time smoking my cigarettes and my priorities come first. Maybe when my kids are older and they're out of the house and they're married and shit, maybe I'll do it so that way I don't have to yell at them that much.
Yeah,
but I mean, come on, what parent doesn't yell at their kids these days? A lot more than we used to get yelled at. Oh my god.
There is only one thing that you have to worry about if you get a tongue piercing. You know when you know how you have veins underneath your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the one that runs in the middle, or do you have the two on the sides?
I think I have the one that runs in the middle.
Then you can't get it. You'll bleed to death.
Oh, lovely. Maybe that's why I haven't gotten it.
You can always get the one that goes sideways. Instead of like straight up and down, but I like the straight up and down ones better.
No,
but you have
like
to look under your tongue and see if it's one vein in the middle or two on the sides. And that's the first thing they check when you ask them that you want a tongue piercing is if you have that vein that goes right down the middle.
Right.
Because obviously, if it does, you can't get it because it'll you'll be doing some bleeding.
Right. Okay. Well, good to know. Another one I like is, what the fuck else do I like? I think that's about it. The nose I got, my ear I got. I don't know. Everything else freaked me out. Oh, and I don't like tattoos on the face or the neck.
I don't either. I don't like that either.
Or the sleeves. I mean, maybe for a guy. I don't know. I don't like sleeves. Not even for guys or girls.
The sleeves, I don't really care about. I mean, you can do like a half sleeve. That's fine because I have a tattoo that's like a basically, a half sleeve. But
half sleeve is fine because my husband has half sleeve too. But when it comes to full sleeve, I'm wrong. Are you closing up your barn?
No, I had to do something for a minute.
Sounds like you're closing up the barn or something. But yeah, no. When it comes to the half sleeve, I don't mind the half sleeve because my husband has half sleeve and I don't really mind that. But when it comes to like the full sleeve, I'm not okay with that. I don't know. I mean, I don't mind it on other people, but I'm not going to get one and my husband's definitely not going to get one.
Yeah, I don't like the neck and the facial tattoos either, but I don't like, what else do I like? I don't really like the hand tattoos, you know, when people get like the knuckles done on the top of the hand.
Right.
And I don't like chest pieces on women. I think it looks ridiculous.
Well, my husband's brother has or had full facial tattoos and neck and everything. And a couple of times that I visited them, I kind of got on his ass about it. And I was like, you look so stupid. You look so weird. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then come to find out, it wasn't just me giving him shit for it. It was like a lot of other people that were giving him shit for it. And I was like, you look, I'm just going to say the word, you look retarded. Yeah. Like, you don't look normal. Like, what's up with all the facial tattoos? Like, you don't need that shit. Like, you don't look normal. You don't look like a human being, you know? And so, finally, after years of fucking hammering into his head, he went and there's this new show that came up. He was actually in a show that where they do tattoo removals.
Yeah.
And so he signed up for it and he got approved. And he was in that show where they did a couple of episodes and he was like, oh my God, it's so painful. It's so painful. And he was getting his tattoos removed, but then you could see all the scars.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I don't know what's worse, the scars or the tattoos. Like we don't even deal with him or associate with him anymore because not just because of the tattoos, but because how far he's gone with the tattoos mentally affecting him. Like, yeah, he just became a whole different person. And it's somebody that you don't really want to associate with. Like, he's stupid. That's the only word I could come up with. Just stupid fucking idiot that did that to himself and then came out looking worse than he ever did with the removal. And like, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't understand why people do some of the stuff that they do.
I don't like it at all. So I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, you do what you have to do, but you know, I'm cutting you off from my family. You have nothing to do with me, my family, my husband, or my kids. Like, do what the fuck you want yourself, but I don't want you being a bad influence on my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we cut him off. But, I mean, I guess that's the price that some people have to pay. You know, when you're young and dumb and you do stupid things and you think it's cool at the time, but then in the future, it affects your relationship. And then you have a kid that doesn't recognize you as who the real father is because they can't really see who you really are underneath the, I can't even say artwork, underneath the childish drawings that's on your face. And then all the scars that your kid has to see, like, it's just, it's sad. It's an embarrassment to the family and it's sad to your kid that your own kid has to fucking walk around going to school saying, yeah, that's my dad. Look, he's the one that has all the scars on his face because he decided to take all the kids' drawing off his face when he got it when he was young and dumb and stupid. Like, and that just tells you that, you know, those kind of people don't have parents that raise them properly. I mean, thank God my husband dodged a bullet and he grew up in a different household in a different way. But some of his brothers and sisters, oh my God, I'm not even going to go there. But
I just sent you a text message. Can you read it while you're on here?
I'm going to try. Hold on. Yeah. But anyways, just to wrap it up, you guys, just, you know, wanted to bring awareness of the tattoos and the piercings. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you guys are doing with your body and just pay attention and be safe about it. And make sure that, you know, anything that you do to yourself, you don't regret it. And if you do, there's always a solution. Just make sure that you guys do it in a safe way. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Don't forget to subscribe and support my channel and my podcast. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.